Hey baby, it's me. I can't tell you how excited I am for this weekend. I can't wait to get you to this cabin. It's got all the comforts, but is in the middle of the forest. It's got 30 acres all to itself. And big glass windows overlooking the woods, and a beautiful deck, and a hot tub, and a fire ring. And when we get there, I think we'll build a nice big fire. It's gonna be getting dark by the time we get there. I think it'll depend on what kind of time we make. But I think we should maybe make some drinks, and they have a big supply of warm, heavy fleece blankets, and we'll grab a couple of those, and we'll head outside, because there is a two-person hammock out in the woods. It's so great. It's tied up between two trees, but there's a clear view of the sky. It's a big opening in the trees. And the stars are amazing. There's nothing around for miles. And so you, me, blankets, maybe some travel mugs of, like, coffee with Bailey's, or, I don't know, something warm, because it's still chilly. And we just crawl into that hammock. We lay one blanket down in the hammock, and then lay on top of it and wrap ourselves up. Oh, it's gonna be so nice. And just lie there together, our bodies warm and toasty under the blankets. Just staring up at the stars. Sometimes you can see the Milky Way. Yeah, I don't know much about astronomy in terms of where it is in the sky and all that, but yeah, I was out one time and you just couldn't miss it. So just lie there, just gently swinging in the hammock, and me curled up on your chest, your arms around me. Nowhere to be, nothing to do. Oh, I can't wait. It's so quiet there that you just hear the wind going through the pines, and you can also hear the trees creak. Yeah, if it's windy, you can actually hear the wood creaking as the trees sway in the breeze. I love it. And then sometimes you'll hear like a coyote out in the distance. And oh, baby, I can't wait to share this with you. We can just sleep when we're tired and just eat when we're hungry. Oh, but I think Friday night we should just completely unwind. So after some stargazing, some very serious cuddling on the hammock, I think eventually we'd probably get hungry. So we'd head inside. The cabin has a beautiful gourmet kitchen. This is not roughing it at all. Oh, maybe turn on the gas fireplace and put on some music, something old and danceable, like, I don't know, Sinatra or... And just make some dinner, nothing fancy. Just be together. Don't have to talk. Just cook and maybe open a bottle of wine. And, you know, just have all those familiar touches, you know, brush up against each other. Just leisurely time together. And then, if I'm correct, by that time the moon will be high in the sky and we can go out and soak in the hot tub and gaze at the moon, as lovers do. Oh, gosh. Oh, we'll be so relaxed. So relaxed. Yeah, I'll just be us in the woods. And then after the hot tub, we'll wrap up in the big fluffy towels that they have. And go upstairs to the master bedroom. And there's so many things I love about this place, but I think maybe the thing I love the most is the fact that there are beautiful big skylights over the bed. It's a high ceiling. And you can go to bed falling asleep, gazing at the stars. I'm not making this up. So after dinner and snuggling in the hammock and a glass or two of wine and a hot tub, we crawl into the big king-size bed, which is super comfortable. And, you know, well, we're naked from the hot tub, so we just curl up together, nice and warm, gazing out into the night sky. Maybe there's no place I'd rather be. I can't wait. I really hope you like it. This place is really special to me. And I want it to be special to us. Okay, well, this is perhaps the world's longest voice message, so I think I'll end there. But I'll see you when you get home.